right, everybody, welcome back. This is Mary Goyer again, your host for the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And today I have with us Susan Bradford, who is going to be sharing some really cool information on holistic childbirth education. And we are, let me just take a second to introduce Susan. Susan's one of the birth pros in my local community. She's a holistic childbirth educator and a doula and a licensed vocational nurse. And she's also a birth ceremonialist, which I'm hoping we'll have a chance to touch in on today, because as I've gotten to know Susan more and more, she just practices right down the road from me, actually, and holds her events very close by. But anyway, I have just, I'm just so thrilled to know that there are so many other people that are kind of speaking the same language as me and sharing some of the information that I think that many of you want. And so, so Susan, let me just make sure. Can you hear me? Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Perfect. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Well, thank you, Mary. I really appreciate this opportunity to share something about my services with pregnant women and men and new mothers and fathers. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And I just want to give you a shout out because, I mean, your holistic is the right word for all the different things you offer, you know, because for those of you that don't know Susan, she is a doula. I think I mentioned that. So newborn care, she hosts breastfeeding classes, waxing moons, mamas, it's a pregnant mother's circle. She does blessing way and welcoming ceremonies and birth art and belly casting. I mean, she just, and she's a certified hypnotherapist. So she really does hold a lot of space for moms in the creative and emotional mental world, and is, I just have a lot of respect for you, Susan, and so I'm glad that you're here.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
So can you start by just telling people that are listening that might not know, you know, what do you mean by holistic childbirth prep? You know, like, what does that mean, and why have you decided to teach, you know, from that approach?
Okay, I'd love to answer that. Well, I've been teaching really here in Marin for 24 years, teaching before that, but here in Marin for 24 years, and I realized that as my classes were growing and evolving, and I was working as a doula and a midwifery apprentice, that my couples needed more. They needed to be able to go deeper than just the facts and the information. And that's kind of how my class, The Birth Journey, was born. So to explain this term holistic, there's a great phrase that says, knowledge is knowing the parts. Understanding or having wisdom is knowing the whole. So holistic is meaning that we embrace all of the levels of something or someone, the body, the mind, the spirit of it all. And we know that birth and pregnancy affects and changes and stretches us in all of these realms, physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, in a relational way. I mean, we're changed internally and externally through birth. And so if we prepared only by feeding our intellectual minds with facts, we haven't really prepared fully or completely for this really amazing and transformational event called birth.
Yeah.
You know, actually, our intellect plays a very little role in pregnancy and birth. You know, as we all know, we don't give birth from our minds or our intellects. You know, we give birth from our bodies. And so facts and information are important. They give us a way to put our minds to rest. And then when we can put our minds to rest, that's when we can finally drop into our bodies. And then ultimately into the trust that we need to be able to trust our bodies to give birth. So
that's why I
prepare people on that level, speaking to the mind, the body, the heart, and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a one-size-fits-all process. Everyone is unique.
Well, and it's so great that you're saying this, and I think that you didn't use this exact languaging, but kind of what I'm hearing you say is, or at least what it's sparking for me is that, like, we all want to go into something big like this with confidence. And confidence is not something you can logic yourself into. You know, like, it's like, as you said, that's a part of the whole of confidence is, you know, is the mental preparedness. But when people have that sort of disconnect from the body, it's just like there's a lot more automatic fear that comes in. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think it's so important that that women understand that whatever it is that they do, like, we all really understand this holistic model that you're talking about very intuitively. It's just, you know, getting to where we're on the same page as far as the, you know, the vocabulary we use, like I mentioned earlier.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The whole concept of trust is where I think it's where we really are needing to place our attention on preparing for birth. And there's many ways of doing it. And so I've been, for all these years, constantly growing and evolving my class, looking at lots of different modalities, and particularly in the personal growth field, to help prepare couples to have as close to a direct experience in class to birth as I can, you know, knowing that nothing will ever be exactly like birth, but how can we get a sense of it in a deeper way as opposed to just hearing some information.
Right. Yeah. And so I hope those of you that are listening, if you've listened to some of the other calls, that you're hearing that some of the other people are talking about some of these same kinds of ideas, you know, about a certain type of preparation that really speaks to the body level and how that confidence and trust comes from that. So, Susan, you know, so you teach the model you kind of have set up for your group classes for childbirth prep. You do that in kind of a 9-week thing, if I'm not mistaken. What are some of the benefits for, you know, how you've set this up? Like you said, you've done so you've experimented with a lot of things over the years to see, like, what really works best for people. So can you kind of sort through some of those for us?
Yeah, I'd love to tell you more about that because, you know, as I was thinking about this conversation we were going to have, and I was jotting down points and ideas of the benefits of taking a longer class, you know, that is also holistic and in a group setting, it was like it all kept coming back to kind of a time factor. You know, time being one of those things we feel we have so little of, especially when we're preparing to give birth to our child. But it all kept coming back in so many different ways to needing to have a dedicated time to step out of your busy world once a week, maybe just 3 hours, into a place where you can fully focus on giving birth without any other distractions. And there are many other benefits to giving yourself the time and space that you need. And I'd love to go through some of those. But it's so interesting that when I was really putting it all together in kind of a bigger picture, it just everything kept relating back to time. And in our culture, time is a very precious thing, and yet it's what we need to be able to, you know, fully learn what we need to learn to be able to give ourselves the space and the time to drop into the information and then to integrate it.
Right.
It takes time and space to reflect on things and to know and strengthen your intentions, to grow confidence and wisdom and courage and inner strength and trust. I mean, all those things take some time. They're just like growing a baby, you know. They don't happen overnight.
Right.
The opening of a flower, it needs time to unfold. And so does preparing for birth.
Well, and, you know, just to interrupt you for a second, too, like, I feel like this time thing, part of why, I mean, just to give people some context, at least in my opinion, I don't know if you agree, is such a big deal is because we don't have a foundation. We haven't, as young girls, most of us, been taught how to connect to our bodies and how to, you know, touch base with these other aspects of self other than our intellectual training, which, you know, we have all this cognitive training for however many years of school. But, you know, when it comes to birth, there's these other quote-unquote muscles that we need to flex, and some of those have to be developed for the first time.
Right. And also in our culture, we have kind of created a lot of cultural myths and obstacles and garbage and limitations and, you know, negative mental images and bad birth stories and fears and worries that our culture has surrounded us in. So a big part of this preparation is learning how to clear those away so that we can make the path to birth clear and just to move straight forward through it in a clean progression as opposed to being tripped up by all these different obstacles. When we're able to really clear the way, that's when trust, which is the key to it all, can come into play. And that's when we're in trust, then we can surrender to the power to give birth that is innately within each of us.
Wow. Yeah, that makes so much sense. And I'm sure that it's resonating with the people that are listening right now. So, and, you know, so what, well, I mean, first of all, are there any other kind of major benefits to this holistic preparation, or, you know, essentially you keep coming back to that theme of like creating that deep level of trust, but I just want to make sure there's not more before I cut you off.
Well, I think that there are a number of other things that I think are very important, like being able to create a strong birth team with your partner. Now, I also want the fathers and the partners to know how essential they are to the birth experience. Many times the partners will say they don't know where they fit into this picture or what their role is. And they are so essential. And so by learning as a couple together and really taking the time and space to do that, they can go deeper into finding out what their shared intentions and choices and options are, and they can practice ways to be a really good birth team together. And this is like really building the strong muscle of partnership.
Yeah.
And this kind of deep knowing really requires preparation and practice. It's not something that just happens. But the effect of it is that it creates a much stronger bond in the couple. And I have heard that many times when the class is over with, you know, testimonials and evaluations that have come back in, and they have commented on how they felt that their relationship grew much deeper through doing this class together.
Nice. Yeah. So cultivation of the relationship, cultivation of that connection with the body and within. What else is there? Are there any other pieces that people should know about? I know that we have so much here, but we only have a couple of more minutes, so I just want to make sure I get all of the biggest gems for people.
I know. It's such a big event in our lives, and it's such a big subject, and I'm so passionate about it. So
I know.
I think another aspect to this 9-week holistic group approach is that couples are going to meet and connect and share with other really great couples that are also due around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And preparing for birth, it really is another, it's essential to connect with other pregnant women and men that are also, mm-hmm. on the path at the same place that they are.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I love about my classes is that the people who take my classes tend to want to give birth in a very conscious and self-empowered way, and they plan on raising their kids that way as well. So this 9 weeks is a time to create a deep camaraderie with each other, and then they go on after the babies are born to create a wonderful circle of connection with each other that in many situations has gone on for years and years. And
mm-hmm.
I always love when I run into my previous couples, and ask them, do you still see anyone from the class? And they'll always go, oh, yes, it's my best friend, or my kids are best friends, or we started a business together, or we always take vacations together, something
mm-hmm.
like that has continued, for years after these classes are over. And that's
mm-hmm.
something I feel really great about.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we could keep, like I said, talking about this for some time, and maybe someday we'll have to do kind of a longer spot. Is there anything else that you want to, leave people with as we sort of wrap up? Or I definitely want to make sure there's time that those that are interested can learn more about you too. But any major, take homes that you want to offer people or takeaways?
Yeah, I think there's one more point that is really key in being well prepared for birth
mm-hmm.
through a holistic and longer kind of group course is that this is not only one of the most significant events in a couple's life, but it is really, most importantly, one of the most significant events in your child's life.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know that in the field of pre- and perinatal psychology, that being born is one of the most significant and influential events in our lives, and it affects us for our entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to ask ourselves the question of, how am I preparing to birth my baby into this world in a gentle, conscious, healthy, and loving way?
Mm-hmm.
And these kind of classes can offer the insight and some of the answers and ideas onto how to answer that question for yourself.
Yeah, it's so true. That's really, and I think that's at the heart of why this project has even come to be. I mean, professionals just like you, you're donating your time to be on this call and, giving away free information that is just about wanting to offer whatever you can to anybody that's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I just so appreciate that. And, so Susan, if people wanted to learn more about you, first of all, you mainly only offer things for people that are local, correct? Or can you work with people remotely as well?
Well, I can do private childbirth classes by the phone, but I mostly prefer, because I think it's the kind of the information is transmitted so much better in a
uh-huh.
face-to-face
in your group.
Setting.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
So I do travel around the county, and I'm certainly welcome to do private phone consultations as well.
Okay. Well, if people are interested in learning more about either of those options, how might they connect with you? What would you? How can they learn more?
Yeah. So my email address is sbradford, S-B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D,
mm-hmm.
at sonic, S-O-N-I-C, dot net. And my daughter, I'm a very low-tech person, my daughter was very helpful in creating a little website for me, and it's susanbradfordbirths.googlepages.com.
Oh, cool. Oh, you're online, Susan. All right. You are on the ball. All right, beautiful. So,
in a very low-tech kind of way.
Oh, well, it's just plenty. Yeah, so perfect. So if anybody's interested, you can connect with Susan, learn more about either remote work, or certainly if you're in the North Bay, San Francisco Bay Area, please connect with Susan, learn more about her there. Susan, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. I'll just say that one more time.
Well, thank you, Mary. I'm really grateful to you, not only for letting me have this time, but also for just offering this platform to pregnant women and men and to new parents so they can find out about all the various kinds of options that are available to them.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for seeing that. I appreciate it. And thank you, everybody that's listening, reminding you here as we sign off to please spread the love. Share this page, auparent.com, with your friends or your favorite birth pros in your neck of the woods, so that we can kind of disseminate this information even further out so that anybody that wants it can have it. And
yes.
Just like Susan said, yeah, people can have the full spectrum of choices. That's what empowerment is me knowing exactly what all the options are and then really just choosing whatever it is that, you know, most resonates for you.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so Mary Goyer reminding you, it changes the planet when you support yourself and your baby during birth. Truly and fundamentally believe that, holistically believe that. and wishing you all well. We'll see you all in the next clip, all right? Have a good one. And Susan, thank you. And
thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.